ריישו חלק בייסטב ריש עין טס, the second paragraph. לא ינוכל בהמשך לעניין זה שלא להסעמק בשיטתו העמוקה של מרן רבי ישראל סלנטר נשמס עדן. We cannot avoid delving into the deep approach of רבי ישראל מסלנט as an extension of what we're talking about. לא יראינו עוד מי שכתב דברים עמוקים כאלה בהערכה שחיים. We haven't seen anyone else who wrote such deep words in the assessment of life. בשלושה מקומות באור ישראל מסבארת שיטתו. It's in three different places in Or Yisrael that his approach is elaborated. ונלמד איסם קטעים בסימס ומאובה. We're going to look at those paragraphs with great attention. בסימן ג' הוקיסב, he always writes this very baroque manner, very flowery language, not easy to trace. At any rate, in סימן ג' הוא writes, כאשר נשקיף על רצוננו ומאוויינו, when we scan our desires, what rises above everything else is this desire for this imaginary life. This desire is stuck deeply into our hearts, very firmly. Whatever we have, we'd give it for our soul. מסופקים אנחנו לא נדע איס אחריסנו, we are in doubt, we don't know our end. אין לנו להישען בזה אלא להבינו שבשמיים. Here one can do nothing but rely on הקדוש ברוך הוא רוצה לחייסנו. He wants us to live למען נעבוד עשי באמס ובאמונה, in order to serve him truthfully. ואם, זאת אומרת, אוי, לקיבוץ חיינו בעולם הבלי הלזה, אם לא ימצא נחם מנב. Or to give us השכה in this world if we don't find favor in his eyes. ועתיים נחפש מצבנו, if we search our circumstances, רחוקים אנחנו מאוד ממרכז החיים, we're very distant from the center of life, אבוידעשינו לא יהיה לשם, אבוידע is not really to השם, רב הייתים בחשיכה נלך, most of the time we walk in darkness, ומלאס בתנינו, just to fill our stomachs, לרבייסת אבויסינו השפלים והנבזים, to fulfill our desires, whether they be noble or the opposite. ונאסף לזה בחטאים ובשעים למעלה ראש, in addition, many, many חטאים. המעט שנצדקנו, the little that we accomplish, שבורים הימה כשברי נבל, these accomplishments are broken, they have flaws, בלי ראויס ובלי דעס דרך הנכון והישר. ולזה יש נחס מוצא להשם יסבורך מחייסנו. There's not all that much satisfaction that השם then derives, כי הכל הולך אחריו, it goes off to the majority. ואם לקבל שכר מעט צדקסן, if we talk about receiving שכר for the little bit that we do, כדאי בזיון וקצף. מי יודע מעמדנו בזה, who knows our situation here, אולי אבוינסנו על עשה יסו מדי צדקסנו, perhaps אבוינס way more than our צדקס. כי חסריסנו בתאבויס המדומס שיעשה לנו, what we, the lack that we feel in these imaginary needs that we have, הוא נביא רק מרגשת חפצת רצוננו. It stems from sensing what we want, ואם נשוב אחוי על כמה מדרגות פחותות מאיתנו. זה אומר, אם נרד אפילו לרמה שכם הרבה יותר נמוכה מזה שלנו, if we descend into a far lower level of life than that of ours, מי יודע אם לא עלה הרבה יותר מדי על כל צדקסנו, who knows if it still won't overshadow our tzidkos, v'chol chayesinu rachamei shamayim. Our life is really rachamei shamayim, uvenes anachnu imdim. It's really a miracle that we exist. Ulai lav kol yom ha-misach ha-shnisa. One can't rely on miracles. V'lazo yisim na'amik b'davar harbe b'isponinu sav. If we delve into this with great reflection, asher b'chol rega mandayal lo yalif k'tal ha-chayav, it's quoted in the Mishnah in Pekei Avos, at every moment, a person doesn't add his chayav misa. It's a statement of Hillel, Pekei Avos. If a person is not learning, is not developing, then he's chayav misa. There's no moment when we're not facing death. What panacea can there be for this? This is just desire for life. It burns within us like fire. Other than giving ourselves over to the community. In me'at v'imarbe, either to a small extent, to a large extent, ve'el kabir lo yim'as, that's a pasuk, Kadosh Baruch Hu will not reject it, uv'tzelem nichye, uv'zchosam na'amod le'orach yamim. In the zchus of the community, we will then persist. That's a quotation. The author says, Cheshbon ge'oini v'nirav. The Cheshbon is really awesome. Mitzad avoidaseinu einenu ra'im lichyes. We don't deserve to live from the tzad of avoidah. Me'at avoidah, there's a little bit of avoidah we do, mul rev esek betavois, as opposed to much engagement in all sorts of desires, whims that we have, chataim ufeshaim gedolim v'rabim, numerous transgressions. The gam me'alta mitzvahis eno bishlamus, the little bit of mitzvahis he described as broken shards, not really perfect. So that's the one problem. A second possibility as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves us alive, l'shalem lenu secha mitzvesenu ba'olam hazeh, in order to repay us for the mitzvahs olam hazeh. Perhaps we've received already in this world much more than we deserve. To us it seems that we live very much within constriction, with very little. It's only because we have great concepts of pleasures in life. We expect much more. Even if we lived at a far lower level, our mitzvahs would also not be sufficient to conduct such a life, a very frugal life. Perhaps everything has been paid to us already. That takes us basically to the end of that paragraph. The conclusion was, how do we still remain here? We don't deserve it. Not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will as far as Avodah, no, from the perspective of being paid in Olam Hazeh, because that presumably has been paid already. The answer was, the person wants to avoid relying on the miracle. How does one live through some merit? Rabbi Yisrael Matzarak Eitzachas, he found one answer to this, and this is Limser Atzmeinu LaTzibur, to commit ourselves, devote ourselves to the community. Oid Pam, Mevair Rabbi Yisrael 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 Bechsiman Chav Gimel Barichus, he goes into it in that Siman, Ve'elem Devarav HaKadoshim Enu Mekatzim. We're quoting his words in brief. He writes, "Neida haplugta beiruvin yud gimel sheben beis shamayu veis hilel." We know this machlokes im noyach lo adam shenivra yosef bishol nivra. Is it better off for man that he was created or not? Nimnu vegamru. In the end, they voted and they came to the conclusion, noyach lo adam shelo nivra yosef bishol nivra. It is better for a person not to have been created. And then the Gemara concludes about yefashpeish b'maasav, a person should examine his deeds. Because even though in the creation of man there's tremendous benefit if he is a tzaddik, the harm that comes from the creation of man is very, very common. As we see that the majority fail in avirois, velazeis shekol adam leachlo l'adam shelo nivra. That's why they reached this conclusion, it's better had he not been created. In Matan Torah, there was this new creation, they have infinite sachar. But in Kabbalah Torah also, it's common, it's easy, it's expected that there'll be harm to receive punishment for such a great Torah if it's not fulfilled. The Avdei Kochavim did not want to accept it, to enter into this danger of receiving such a Torah with the attendant consequences if it doesn't uphold it. Only Israel went in their innocence to fulfill the will of Hashem, as was the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to create man, even though it's against our assessment, like basically Elon Bei Shammai concluded. Well, as this, if you should call our dam, ain't makum lismach be Shavuos al Kabbalah Satura Veraku Choik. Sorry, well, as this, if you sechel our dam, not shikol, if you sechel our dam, according to our assessment, according to our mind, there's no jubilation to be had on Shavuos because we received the Torah. It's a choik, as far as our perspective is concerned. Because again, it's a great thing to receive the Torah, but there's shchicha heizeka. It's problematic if one doesn't uphold it. It says in the context of Shavuos to observe the chukim. Then in Pesach and Sukkos, our minds tell us that one should rejoice over the miracles. The author adds here, "Befarashas Re'e in Shvi'i, kasuv al Shavuos ve'asisas chukim aile." One Shavuos, Matan Torah, it says, do these chukim, ma she'enken befesach ve'sukois sham, because there the seichel tells us to rejoice. Uvazeis, mash adam rotze lichios rak tava gufonis. The fact that a person wants to live is mostly physical desires that he wants to enjoy. According to correct analysis, better for the person had he not been born. Better for many, perhaps most people, to die rather than going further down in Averis. So too for the Ketanim. But nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants life. Even just like he created man, even though Beis Shammai Beis Hillel concluded that it would have been better had man not been created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want to create life. That's why we have a mitzvah to mourn over an Adam Kasheh who dies. Vezeh Hamida Keneged Mida. Measure for measure. Keshelo Yibacha Al Adam Kasher Ve'alach Acharei Sechel HaEnoshi. When a person did not mourn an Adam Kasher, in other words, he followed our seichel, our assessment, then, as Chazal say, banav meisim chasechelik shem ketanim, it could be that this person's children will die in their youth when he did not mourn an Adam Kasher, letuv lehem lefi seichel anoshi, according again to the same assessment, that it's better for people not to live. Kima amaram zel b'moed katan chafhei amud alef, mipnei ma banav uvnasa shel Adam meisim kshen ketanim, one reason that children die, mipnei shelo b'chav yisabel al Adam Kasher, because the father did not mourn an Adam Kasher. End of quotation. Kan marchiv ha-goyin Rabbi Yisrael Salanti as Ashita. Here he elaborates on what he said in the previous paragraph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ritzeh b'chayim. He wants life to exist. Uvaray se'ilam af shel Adam noyach shel ha-yanivra. He created the world even though, again, as Beis Shammai Beis Hillel concluded, it's better for any given individual not to have been created than to be created. Kach nasan lo nesa tira, in the same way, not just he created the world, but he gave us a tira, v'gam tzivan lo lismoyach al zeh. There's a mitzvah to rejoice on Shavuos. Even though there's a danger in receiving the Torah, there can be consequences, unpleasant consequences, for not upholding such a Torah. And third point, there's an obligation to mourn an Adam Kasher who passes away. Again, what we called above our assessment, if we just follow our assessment, he's better off being dead, penis kakeloid b'averis, because he might just have done more averis and more averis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotze b'chayenu alaf ha-sakana ha-ruchanis ha-krucha b'im. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have life, despite the spiritual dangers that come with life. Kach hu retzinu ha-kubis. This is his will. Halenu lismoch al matan tira. We do have to rejoice at matan tira, despite the danger. U lisabel al adam kasher, and we do have to mourn the passing of an adam kasher, even though he could have done more averos. Choyku, lo nizgalan alo tamo, and that's a choyku. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants there to be life and for us to rejoice in Matan Torah and to mourn Ish Kasher. Ha'inyan ha'acharon mevayir ha'gaon b'Yisrael Salanti b'mechtav shlishi b'yeses. The last concept he explains more intensely. Hu nechtav b'eis magefa sachoy lira. It was written during an outbreak of cholera. It is written by Rabbi Israel to somebody whose relative passed away from this plague of cholera. The correspondent asked for guidance from Rabbi Israel as to how to relate to this. This is how he answered in Siman Chav Beis. The concept of an Adam is to rule over himself, to control himself, to control his mind based on his situation, on his circumstances. To be able to feel regret, bitterness at opportunities of avoda which he hasn't taken, because as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, when one is dead, one is released of avida. If also this idea of being tranquil, about this individual who passed away, who's going to his eternal world, this is the end of all individuals. He continues, if not for the words of Chazal, that God is here. Haya adas neisin yes ketsur nitzav neged chefetz ativi. Then adas, analysis would tell us to stand like a rock against our natural desires. Haya isha olam azeh. And not to mourn anyone who leaves this world. He has his possessions in his hand. Who would know what would happen if he had lived? But we do need to follow the words of Chazal. There's a time for everything. This terrible disease of cholera has appeared here as well. This is what one must do. Not to be afraid of it whatsoever. What is a person's life? Who knows if his path is correct? To behave in accordance with the doctor's instructions. Which even according to halacha we have to follow. We have to follow their instructions when it comes to the technicalities of the disease. The nisayon experiences taught us when the plague was very intense. Those who took upon themselves to do as the doctors instructed. In terms of eating, etc., they were spared the influence of the disease. Our entire conduct has changed because of circumstances at this time. Should not be bitter during the holy days. One should still continue serving Hashem with joy. He's paraphrasing Pasuk, Chedvas Hashem Yimauzchem. I think it's in Nehemiah. Kain ein lidog al nefesh yekara. Do not feel terrible about this precious soul. Kain iftera mitzarasach yeteivel. Lavoy limachoiz darka nechochot. Do not feel terrible for this person who passed away. Alright, the author explains this more. Zoi hora'a lehalacha. He was giving a practical instruction. Hadas nisens she'en makum nisaber l'adam kashe ki niftal lo v'yesel amoy. As we said above, really, reason would tell us that there's no room to mourn an adam kashe when he passes away. That's what reason would have told us. Ela she'aleinu lekabel hora'as chazal livkos lisaber alav. We have to take on the instruction of chazal, the halacha, that we do mourn. In brackets, again, Chazal told us that there are laws of mourning because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want life. But when there's an epidemic, mishtana halacha. The halacha changes, the circumstances change because of the epidemic. On the one hand, one should not fear it at all, matamanal, for the reason we gave above. Ki maim chayadam, because our lives, what are they? Ki mi yodayim lo yanichshal ba'avirus ma'amarich yamim. Perhaps, had we lived longer, or this individual had lived longer, he would have failed in many avirus. That's number one. Gam ein lidog al p'tiras adal b'es ha'magefa. Also, like he said at the end there, one should not feel too terribly about his passing away during the epidemic. Just like in Yamim Noraim, we shouldn't feel bitter. And the avoider should be not through bitterness, but davka through the pasuk in Nehemiah, Perikhes, that says, Chedvas Hashem Yimauzchem. Joy in Hashem, happiness in Hashem, that's your fortress. The author says, presumably, Rabbi Israel was conveying the idea that the doctors believed that grief would weaken the body of air. There would be psychosomatic effects. There would be perhaps a person's immunity would be decreased if a person mourned too much in grief and travail. Meidach then, yesh lakpid me'oid lishmo kol horos harafim v'lishom ha'machala. He said very clearly one should follow the instructions of the doctors to the T. Harei mitzad echad lo yisabel. So again, on the one hand, not to mourn too much. Ki mayim chay adam. What is a person's life? On the other hand, preserve life according to the best of your ability. Halacha determines the boundary of every tendency that we have. A tendency to be afraid of this plague. ולהיסבל על מייס, a tendency to mourn a dead person, אשר מקורה בתאוות החיים, that has its root in the desire for life, those things יש לבטל לגמרי בעצם מגפה. The time of epidemic should be completely nullified, not to be afraid of the מחלה and not to mourn. ומאידך להישמר מהמחלה בכל דרך רפואה. On the other hand, to preserve, or rather to guard oneself against the epidemic in any way that's possible. מכל שלוש הקטעים האלה, from these three paragraphs, מסקבלת שיטה שלמה שאין דוגמתה בעומק. One receives an entire worldview on this issue, which is unprecedented in depth. זהו המבט על החיים מן הקצוויס. This is a perspective on life from the edges, from the boundaries, המעמיק את החיים בלי גבול, which deepens life immeasurably למי שמבין. For those who understand, those who want to delve into the words of Rabbi Israel. Paragraph Gimel, החי חייב מן הקצוויס, we've said this above, a person lives from the edges, ראה שם מסברי דיין אמס. He sees the two perspectives of הקדוש ברוך הוא, the one perspective the creator and the other one as the judge. Ve'ad kama shehu yodea me'hasakana shebachayim, this individual is aware of the danger, various dangers in life, u yodea gam ken shehu yisbarach v'tzibachayim, also knows that Hashem wants life. Hu einu chay es chayv kemikre, shekeilu b'mikre hu nimtza kan ba'olam. He doesn't live his life as a coincidence. It just happens that he happens to be in the world. Ve'gam einu mekabel es chayv kedavar mo'ven me'lav. He doesn't take his life as something that's taken for granted, that it must be that he's alive. He doesn't take that so. Who ikiras ha'emes, this individual recognizes the truth, asher, the pasuk in Yeshayahu mem dalad, ko yamar Hashem, melech Yisrael v'goelo Hashem tzvakos. This is what Hashem says. Ani rishayin v'ani acharoin, u'mibaladai en elokim. I am first, I am last, there's no God beside me. And Chazal explained, who is barach rishayin shibara oisi? He is rishayin, I am first in that he created me. והאחרון, I'm last, שיהיה דינו, see, at the end there'll be a judgment. ושתי הקרויס אלו קורניס לסו חיי. These two recognitions project into my life. כי מבלעדיו יזברך אין אלוקים. Beside him there's no God. ועל האדם לחיות את חייו כשליח ממנו יזברך. And a person is to live as the agent of Hashem, as his proxy. בשליחותו יזברך אני כאן בעולם. I'm here as the agent of הקדוש ברוך הוא, ואני חייב להשלים את שליחותי. And I have to complete, I'm obligated to complete my שליחות. ומי שחננו ישיב יזברך דעה, a person who's got, is intelligent, ישיב אל ליבוי, will take to heart, כי השם יזברך שלחוי בעולם הזה לשמור משורתו. השם sent him, gave him a mission, ולא יפקח עיניו זה להוסיף לעשות שליחותו. And he should not have any other agenda, shouldn't open his eyes literally, other than for this purpose of doing his שליחות. ולקץ הימים, אם עשה שליחותו באמונה, at the end of days, if he's fulfilled his mission, faithfully, yeshuv uva v'rina v'simcha selanu rishoy, then there will be great joy. Ke'eved asher shlechu ha'melech le'ever hayam, like a person sent by the king on a mission abroad, she'ein einav v'libo yezulasi al dvar shlechusei. His entire attention is devoted to his mission, ad shuvo el adinav, until he returns. V'chach ha'ma shlomo melech alav ha'shalem, this is what Shlomo says in Mishlei, Perek Chav Beis, ליויס בשם יפתחך וגוימר, להוידיעך קשת ימי אמס, להשיב אמרים אמס לשולחך. That last part is what you're interested in. To come back with a report that I've completed my mission. להשיב אמרים אמס לשולחך. To return the report to those who sent you. This is from Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Teshuvah Beis. חיים כשליחוס מחייבים השלמה. Living a life as a mission requires conclusion. Perfection, conclusion of the mission. Kana lomdim al sid hashlama. This is really the deep, the profound idea of hashlama. To complete, to make sure that the job was done. Befarashas akeda neymar, kach na es bincha, etc. Hashem says to Avraham, Rashi, ein na ele leshin bakasha. This kach na. Please take your son. Omar lo bevakasha bimcha, amoydi benisayon zeh. He said to Avraham, it's as if he was saying, he was hinting through this word na. Please withstand this nisayon. Shelo yamru harishonos lo haya bahem mamash. The people shouldn't say, okay, so the previous ones, they meant nothing, because you see, he failed in this nisayon. This is taken from Sanhedrin Daf Pei Tes. And we've asked this question before. Ilu lo haya Avraham avinu lav Hashem oimed benisayon zeh. Let's imagine that Avraham would fail in the 10th nisayon. Lama lo haya mamash benisayon zeh harishonim shamad bahem? Why would that have cancelled the merit of the first 9 nisayonos? Why? The Chazal here express Hashem is saying, Yom Ruah Rishonos Lo Hayah Mamash. People say those first 9 trials, they meant nothing. Why is that? Ve'omar Admoi Nishmaseid, and Rabbi Yerucham answers this question by saying, Ki Zeu Seida Hashlama. This is the profound idea of concluding one's mission. Al Ha'adam Lashlim Koil Nisyonos Chayav. He has to fulfill, to conclude, to complete all the Nisyonos of his life. Ki Rak Bazehu Mashlim Shlichusei. Only thus does he complete his mission. Kli Nakuv Einu Kli Im Nekev Ela Ein Ze Kli. A utensil with a hole is not a utensil with a hole, because it's not a utensil. It's useless. It's not a pot if there's a hole in the bottom. Ve'al ze amru beverishis rabba perik pei hei. Chazal say this, and it's well known. Kol mishu maschil b'mitzvah einu goymera. A person begins a mitzvah but does not complete it. Koyveres ishtov izbanov. He runs the risk of having to bury his family. Mimi atalamet mihuda. Vayomer Yehuda lechav ma'betze. Yehuda began the mitzvah of saving Yosef. He said to him, don't kill him. What's the point? He started saving Yosef. What he should have done is taken Yosef on his shoulders back to his father. So then later on we see that Yehuda became widowed and his two sons died. He said, "Kol mi shemaschil b'mitzvah ve'ino geimrah uvachem ve'gomirah." A person begins a mitzvah but doesn't conclude it, and another person completes the mitzvah. He nikes al shmo shesheni. The second person takes the credit. It's called by the name of the second individual. Hadau de'omar ve'es atzmois Yosef asher lu b'nei Yisrael. The pasuk at the end of Yoshua speaks about the remains of Yosef that b'nei Yisrael brought out. V'aloi Moshe elam. Wasn't it Moshe who was tireach to take the remains of Yosef? Shenema v'yikach Moshes atzmois Yosef imoy. Ela lefish nigzar alav shelo yikenes la'atz. But because it was decreed that Moshe should not enter the land, ve'elo nitpulu b'hem, and then the mission was taken on by someone else, lefichach nikes al shemetz. Called by them, asher elu b'nei Yisrael. Says the author, oynesh koy chamul ha'maschil b'mitzvah v'eino geimera. Such a severe consequence for somebody who begins a mitzvah but doesn't complete it. Ilu lo haya maschil klal, had he not begun at all, there would not have been consequences. Zeu sod hashlama. That's the profound idea of hashlama, of completion. Kasher adam maschil b'mitzvah, if he's begun the mitzvah, miyad chal alav chiv legmor yisah b'shlemus. Then there's the obligation to complete it completely. Afilu im hun enas, like the case of Moshe. It wasn't his will. Even if it's oines, ve'eno yachol legmor mitzvah, and he cannot conclude the mitzvah, ein ha-mitzvah nikes el ha-shem uva. It's called by the person who completed it. Ha'adam chayav lemalois shlichusei ad hasof. The person is obligated to fulfill his mission all the way to the end. La'ashiv amarim emes l'sharechecha, the pasuk in Mishlechav base. To be able to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I've finished, I've concluded your mission. Dalad ad hasof. All the way to the end of ad bichladet, up to and including. Zeh yom ha-misa. Be'sugyan desidat of chafalev desfem esugya that we've dealt with dozens of times. Degam tamid chacham, even at tamid chacham, when the light of day breaks, that's the mashal in the Gemara over there, he still doesn't know where he's going until he gets to the crossroads. Eino yedeh be'ezadach me'alech. He doesn't know which way he's been walking. Ad shemagel parashas derachim, until he reaches the crossroads. My parashas derachim? We had 3 answers over there. That's the mashal. The Gemara wants to know what is the nimshal. Rav Chisda omar ze tamid chacham ve'yom ha'misa. Tamid chacham on the day of death. Klomar. Imu talmid chacham ad ha'riga acharoin. If he remains a talmid chacham to the last moment, ve'eino inefel mimedegasoi zei ad ha'riga acharoin mash. And he does not leave this level to the last moment, as hu yodeh be'ezadach melech. Then he can be certain that the path he's walked was the correct path. He was on the right way. Ve'avodah kasha is, this is a very difficult avodah. Si ha'avodah ha'yomahu. The peak of one's avodah is on the day of death. Lelo ye'ush, without despair, without falling down from his madriga. One of the great talmidim of the Gra reveals the secret of Yom HaMisa. He writes, Yom HaMisa hu tachlis ha'adam. It's the purpose, that's the end goal, that day of death. It incorporates everything within it. It's a level of yechida. We've spoken about this before. The nefesh is given 5 names, nefesh, ruach, neshama, Chaya in Yechida. We said before, Yechida corresponds to Ne'ilah, Yom Kippur. It's the deepest level of the Neshama. תכליס השגשו בעולם הזה, it's the peak of one's attainment בעולם הזה, מה שיוסר מזה אי אפשר להשיג כלל. Beyond that one cannot achieve in this form of existence. והוא מדרגס מלכוס של עולם העליון, it's a level of מלכוס, והשגשו יוסר ממה שיכול להשיג כל ימי חיים חיים. So a person can attain on the day more than he could have achieved throughout his entire life, כמו שכסוב, תויסף רוחם יגבעון, the pasuk says. יגבעון, when they die, תויסף רוחם, there's an addition of spirit. כלומר, אז השגשו היא מה שאי אפשר לאדם ביוסף בעולם הזה. Person can attain on the day of death what he could not have achieved in העולם הזה. וכמו שכסוב, like the pasuk says, כאילו יראני אדם וחי. הקדוש ברוך says, a person cannot see me and live. ואמרו, אבל בשעס מיסה, but when a person then dies, רואה לפי הכל, he can see הקדוש ברוך according to his value, according to his achievements. והיו ימה כלל כל הימים שלו. That day of death is, again, it's a sum total of all his days. Besoid yom amaves miyom himvaldoi. Based on that expression, ki tamid hasagas adam ha shibasig uklal ma shibasig batchila. What he attains at the end incorporates everything he attained initially. וכי שאדם הולך ממדרגה למדרגה, when a person goes from step to step, הוא נידון אם הוא ראוי לעלות לדרגה הזו. He's judged as to whether he's fitting to grow to another level. כי למקום גבוה צריך להיות נקי וזך יוסף. To reach a higher place, a person has to be purer, more cleansed. ולכן אדם נידון בכל יום ובכל שעה ובכל רגע, and therefore a person is judged every day, every moment, הכל לפי הכל, in accordance with the value, to his achievements. ויום המיסה הוא כלל יום הדין. יום המיסה is the ultimate day of judgment, דוגמס יום הדין הגדול ונראה, like the ultimate day of judgment. ואז אפילו קלה שבקלו יסיסר רשם. On that day, even the tiniest detail makes a big impression. ובפרט לצדיק גדול שצריך להשיג השגה נפלאה, צריך זיכוך יסר. Especially a great tzaddik who needs to attain something wondrous on his last day needs to be much purer. ולכן בעיס המיסה מבלבלין מחשבתי. That's why the Satan tries to confuse him on the day of death. ומסיסין עיסוי לחתוי. The Satan tries to induce him to lose his level on that day. כמו שכזו בשלה. והיינו שאז אפילו הרהורי עבירה שלו בידי בעולם הזה הם עושים רושם. Even הרהורי עבירה that he had while he was on this world make an impression. The author concludes, אשרי מי שזוכה ויזכה לאור ברכים. Fortunate is one who earns this, who manages to accomplish this avoida of יום המיסה. And then he will have the light of life. עד כאן.